Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John McKay, how you doing over there?
Doing good. We're finishing off the last of the Halloween candy.
Yeah, you know, I mean, luckily I am at that point and the age of the kids where it's all leaving the house. I used to hate where, like, you'd get rid of a bunch and then the kids would bring a bunch more home. And yeah, I'm doing pretty good. I was able to get rid of most of it.
Well, we buy like 2 pounds under the auspices that we're going to give it away to the 7 people that come by our house.
Okay.
And then it's kind of a built-in excuse. Well, you know, we bought all these crackles and Mr. Good bars.
Absolutely.
Somebody's got to eat it. We can't feed it to the dogs.
There you go. We're in the post-Halloween coma for sure. Well, I'll tell you what, the market is not. We have been extremely busy on the real estate side. We also have with us in studio our in-house lending specialist, Mr. Mike Denslow at Home Street. Mike, how are you?
I'm just taking a break from all the loans. November is looking like it could be right up there with one of our biggest months of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we had such good weather this year in October. And I mean, it was almost like an extended summer. It's been so good. And so, yeah, you're absolutely right. I think with there being some actual inventory for buyers to look at, we've put a lot of buyers into homes that were previously had left the market because they were frustrated with looking. So nice for people to be able to find stuff and get them under contract before the end of the year.
Yeah. And one thing people always ask me is, where are all these people coming from? And right now I've got Texas and Idaho and Utah, and either for jobs or retiring. You know, a lot of people have family here now that our nucleus is more families. Now we have more retired people coming here as well because they want to be near their family.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, but we had, just like you said, I mean, last week we had Idaho, Hawaii, Colorado, and then Tennessee. And so, I mean, it was just, yeah, it's from a lot of different avenues, but right now, I mean, everywhere you go in our country is very fortunate right now. The employment rate here, I think, I mean, pretty much at an all-time low. And so new industries growing, posting jobs, and then bringing people in for those jobs. So fun to see. Before we jump into our national story, we always like to start off with our crazy celebrity property or celebrity news story. And this one coming this week from People, people.com. Disney, you can't actually live at Disney World, but one house just hit the market in Florida that's about as close as you can get. So Palm Bay Estate, about an hour away from Orlando. But this house is crazy. They literally have a Mickey Mouse shaped fountain in the front yard. I'm showing Denslow and McKay this. And then
Wow. They
have in the backyard a theme park style pool, grotto, hot tub, and walking bridge. I mean it looks like Pirates of the Caribbean Lagoon back there. And so I was actually surprised. I looked at the pictures. It's on 8 acres. And I mean, granted, it's going to take a very specific style for this. But it was listed, I mean, 8 acres on a lake with the pool, with everything. It was listed for $849,000. I know that's a lot of money, but I was looking, just the pools and fountains alone, I mean, looked like $300,000 to $400,000 worth of work there. So,
wow.
very interesting to see how quickly that will sell. It's listed with Treasure Coast Sotheby's. And yeah, I mean, and there's some Disney themed rooms inside the house. I mean, if you love Disney and you're down there because you love Disney, I mean, this, I think it's a heck of a buy just from looking at it. So,
well, you know how you've always said, don't do anything really extreme to your house if you ever think you're going to resell it.
Yes.
I think we just pegged the meter.
That is definitely looking for a very specific buyer.
It looks like it could be part of the park. I'm looking at the photo and the different colored roof and the Mickey fountain, and oh my gosh.
And you got to think, if you're an hour from Orlando with that, I mean, I'm sure he's blasted it all over the employee chat boards and everything, but if you're an executive or you manage a restaurant or do something at the resort, you got to think your target market there is somebody that works for Disney. I mean that would kind of be the ultimate representation of your brand.
Florida ceiling murals of Cinderella, Goofy, Donald, Mickey.
Yeah, it's quite a description for sure. So it'll be fun to see what that ends up selling for, and to track that one a little bit.
Maybe the guy that just won Powerball.
There you go. Short little vacation home for him there. Well, one of the things we like to do is we like to see what's going on in the local real estate community and then bring those trends and questions to you here on the radio show. Kind of boots on the ground. What's happening? What are we seeing? And I tell you what, it was a really interesting week. The local association of realtors that I belong to brought in a speaker, and the speaker was from the Department of Licensing, who governs real estate licenses in Washington State. And they brought him in to talk about a trend in the industry and things that we see going on, and that is the advertising and the rules that go along with brokerages and firms, and then team names. We've talked before on the show a little bit about real estate teams and what that is and what that represents. And what's happened is it's become a real trend in the real estate industry as a way to provide superior customer service, also as a way to cut fees. There's a big belief in the industry that if you take away the brick and mortar, the old school real estate office that had 100 brokers in one location, that if you take away all of that overhead and get rid of all of that, and you have brokers that are meeting you at Starbucks and signing contracts there and not having an office, that eventually what's going to happen is you're going to lower commission rates or lower costs in the industry. So that's a big push in the industry. Whether I believe that is a true scenario of what happens or the best course of action, regardless of what I believe in that, that is a belief. And what's happened in the industry is there's been a response to meet that demand that they feel is out there. And as technology increases mobility, a lot of companies have found it easier to make this sort of setup. So what happens? You have this huge, start to have this influx of team advertising. And you've known us for years in the industry, and years ago, our firm was named. We got big enough that we needed to become our own firm just to support our team structure. And so that's where, you know, the evolution of where Kenmore Team came from. And we started this exact same way, although we were kind of an early adopter to that model from other markets. We started that same way and then evolved into becoming our own firm. But what's happened nowadays is you have a lot of teams starting up that are not firms. And there's very, very specific rules that the Department of Licensing is interested in to what you can advertise and what you can say. Now, my entire team is our firm, and that's very unique. In fact, as I was prepping for the show, I tried to find an example of that in the Tri-Cities, and I couldn't. I couldn't find another example of that to where it was the team name was the firm name. That's pretty rare. But we operate differently, and what this does is this gives me a chance to kind of explain that a little bit, because a lot of people will say, well, really, you're a brokerage because you have, you know, 18 licenses hung there. But that's not the case. In general, a brokerage will allow an agent to come on, hang their license at their brokerage, and then maybe help buyers and help sellers, or help, you know, and also do a little commercial and do this. We don't allow that, and that is a very big differentiating factor between our firm and our brokerage versus a traditional firm or brokerage, where that is not something that we allow. When you come to the Kenmore team, you have a very specific role that you're fulfilling. We turn away numerous brokers every month that want to do the opposite, and that's not how we operate. And we only have someone come and hang that license when we have a very specific role for them to fulfill. So Department of Licensing is getting very, very interested in a lot of teams that are advertising that are also not advertising their firm, because they don't want you as the consumer to be misled to who is actual the authority or the owner, or as they call in the industry, the designated broker of that firm. They feel like violating these licensing laws is what's happening, is the consumer's not being protected. So for instance, you call the Kenmore team and you deal with one of our employees or you deal with one of our brokers. I can be here on the radio and tell you with 100% certainty, I am the designated broker of that firm. And when there's a problem, the last phone call is to me. I get those calls.
Yeah, the buck stops with Lance.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we've gone the other step of making that our firm name so that you know that. What the Department of Licensing is concerned about and what they don't want to have happen is that you call, I'm going to try to use a name that I don't think is in real estate because I'm not specifically calling anybody out. But
Aloysius?
Aloysius. So you see a sign that says Aloysius team in front of a house, and there's no other markings on it. It doesn't say Windermere. It doesn't say Coldwell. It doesn't say KW. It doesn't say Kenmore team. It just says Aloysius team for sale. As the consumer, what they're concerned about is that you call and you talk to Aloysius and there's a problem in the transaction with Aloysius. And you say, well, how are we going to deal with this? And Aloysius says, well, I don't know. You're going to have to talk to my broker, the owner of ABC Realty. And the consumer now is like, wait a minute. I had no idea you were even affiliated with ABC Realty. And they said, no, I just run a team that works on ABC Realty. And the owner of that, the designated broker, actually lives in Bellingham. And so you're going to have to talk to them. We've got this really cool technology platform, though. Don't worry about it. It's fine. And the consumer is not happy at all.
The word starts with a P and ends with a D.
Exactly. And it's a family show. I don't want to say it. But yeah, the consumer's not happy. So they're trying to put in place, and they have in place. It's just a matter of coordinating and making sure that those rules are followed, that you properly display the firm's name. And if the firm has allowed you to, there's actually, for teams, there's a mechanism in place that they allow you to go ahead and advertise your name. So if the firm has allowed your team to have an assumed name, the thought is that generally when a firm would allow that, they would have confidence that that team or that team leader is going to represent the firm's best values. So they can allow teams to have an assumed name. Now, the difference here is that assumed name and that DBA will be registered with the Department of Licensing. So you can go to their website, you can see that it's legitimate, know who you're dealing with, and they can advertise that way. If it's being advertised another way, and it is not an assumed name, the DOL was very clear with us at our meeting earlier this week that that is a direct violation. Complaints will likely be followed, and then actions that agents don't want to get will be coming back to them.
So how does the listener protect themselves?
I think that the listener, number one, we go back to some really basics, and that is word of mouth, is really talking to somebody that has dealt with those individuals or that team or that company. My neighbor or friend used Windermere. My neighbor or friend used Coldwell Banker. my neighbor or friend used Kenmore team, you know, or KW, you know, knowing somebody that's had an experience with those people, number one is huge. Number two is, did they have a local contact and a local office that they could go to sign paperwork or if there was a problem? And who is the designated broker of that firm? Asking the question to your real estate agent that you're dealing with. And I've got a few other questions we'll go over after the break. But getting together and asking them is, where does your managing broker and designated broker live? Do they live and work here in the Tri-Cities?
Because you're planning for worst case scenario, or you're just, you're like, if that happens, then what?
Absolutely. And like Mike and I say, you know, if there's one reason Mike and I do a lot of business together and this happens, because if there's a problem, I can drive to his office and see the whites of his eyeballs. And he responds differently when I'm at his office than when I'm on the phone.
When was the last time you were in my office?
Well, just knowing that, we don't have to do that. See how powerful that connection is? Oh, I love it. And with that, we are coming up on our first break. When we come back, we're going to have more questions on how the consumer can protect themselves and know who they're dealing with, what firm they're dealing with, and who the ownership is as they pursue a complicated real estate transaction.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. Today we've been delving into a trend that we see a lot, and that is, where did all these real estate teams come from? And then next, who the heck do they all actually work for? And so we had a nice visit from the Department of Licensing this week, and they kind of gave some educational, a small little talk to our brokers and helped just, it was nice to get together with colleagues and people in the same industry and have a forum and answer some questions very honestly. And I got to say, it was kind of refreshing. I was going to go to the event thinking it might be a little boring listening to a regulator, but I got to tell you, Mike, they sent the right guy.
Yeah, that makes all the difference. We've got a good appraisal guy at corporate, which is normally pretty dry, and then he's come out a couple times and had a few jokes here or there, and I'm like, hey, these guys do have a personality.
Yep, absolutely. Before we get into any more of that, though, we always like to check in with Mike and see what's going on at Home Street. Mike, we had a lot of closings last month that you guys were on the other side of. I appreciate all the work there. So I know you guys are busy doing loans and working on files, but what do we need to know in the lending world right now?
Well, a funny thing came up in our sales meeting this week, and it was answer your phone. And if you're working with a lender that doesn't answer their phone, what does that tell you?
Yeah, that's a problem. How am I going to get him information quickly?
Exactly. So that also takes me back to 5 years ago. We started Home Street Bank here in Tri-Cities, the Home Loan Center. Home Street's been around in Seattle since 1921, and we've been number one in Tri-Cities in 15, 16, and 17, and so far this year in 18. So 5-year anniversary is hitting right now, so that's cool. I was thinking about the team. You were talking about teams before the show with me and how your team operates, and we've got some specialization at our office as well. There's just a few of us who do construction loans. There's only Scott Unger who does renovation loans, and he's really, I mean, all the way to Yakima to Walla Walla and even up into Spokane, he's one of the only people who knows how to do renovation loans. So that's a key. We've got Dorothy Lopez Stevens and Michael Castillo who do first-time homebuyer classes. So, yeah, I like the idea of the team and the specialization, and, you know, we're very similar in that regard.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, I know there's a lot of, like, 360-degree view questions that you need to be answering, and then there's a lot of, I wouldn't necessarily say fully automated tasks, but there's some admin side of things and some emails and some scanning, and if you were doing that all day, well, I couldn't even get you here to do the radio show. and so I think, you know, like you said, breaking it up allows you to work on some of those bigger issues that come up so you can solve those, because you've seen so many over the years, you know, in your career and what you've done. You've seen so many different situations that your real expertise, you know, I think comes to packaging that together for the ultimate success, and not so much, you know, getting 29 scans, you know, where they need to go.
Yeah, we've got, let's say about 5 or 6 people. We've got about 20 people in our office, and 5 or 6 are dedicated to processing, which is when we put a loan together, we hand it over to processing, and then they are the ones who then turn it over to underwriting. And then we've got 8 loan officer, and we've got a handful of assistants, front desk, you know, so we've got a good mix. And you're absolutely right. If somebody comes in, got a whole bunch of copies to make, then someone's going to take care of that. But everyone will jump in. I mean, if people are tied up. But yeah, you're just trying to be as efficient as possible. Like you are at your office, it's no different. You want to be efficient. You want to take care of the client. And our big thing is closing on time. And we're going to do everything we can. And at our office, we answer the phone and we work. And repeatedly, we get loans from other institutions that are not answering their phone and not getting back to people and don't have that sense of urgency of, hey, this is my close date, so that's my move date. I've got to take time off work. I've got a moving truck that's going to show up. I've got friends coordinated. And if that's not your priority, then I'm going to go somewhere else. And, you know, luckily we've been able to pick up a lot of that business too over the last few years.
Yeah, that's awesome. And whatever you're putting in the water over there is working, because it's amazing to see how often that you guys hit those dates, and to have 50 to 60 different things that happen in the transaction for you to put it all together and hit that date is incredible.
Well, we say it's not just a file, it's a family. And yeah, that sounds coined, but it's true. You got to remember that if we're closing 50, 60, 70 loans a month out of our office, that every single one of those loans means something to a family.
Yeah. And then the other part of it, I think, that is so key that you do such a good job at, and then we work at our side, is personality. And I think that's having the right personality in the right position. I know that if I gave you 29 things to scan and put in 29 different files, I would not want to talk to you the 2 hours after that was done, because you would just be irritated. Like, it would not be fun for you. Now, then there on the flip side of the coin, I know people that I can give that to, and they are like, oh, this is going to be awesome. I can't wait to check this off my list.
And, well, and it's rewarding for them, and they're doing a job. And yeah,
now exactly. I take that same person, I tell them to come talk on the radio show with me, and they would shoot me, their blood pressure would raise, and they would have a horrible time.
Or here's a phone number. Why don't you call this person and talk to them about their loan?
Absolutely. I had the one of my favorite employees in the office, like 2 or 3 weeks ago, there was something like that happened, and I was in a weird situation. I was like, well, here's how you do it, and then just call this person and talk to him. And I forgot, you know, I forgot personality profiles. And they just looked at me and said, I don't talk to people. I said, oh, I'm so sorry. I forgot. No problem. You do this and then I'll take the talking part.
So. Same thing happened last week. I said, you need to call that guy. And the person in my office said, I'm sweating right now because of the idea of having to call someone that I don't know.
Absolutely. But I think you've done a great job of managing the personality with the position for success, so that end product comes out done and T's are crossed, I's are dotted, and the client is happy. So thanks for all the work you've done there.
Just like you, Lance, you hire good people.
Absolutely.
I mean, and then you train them for what they need to do, but they have to be good first.
Absolutely. So before we wrap up here, we have some new inventory at the Kenmore team. Licensed firm. See what I did there, Mike? Okay, gotcha. So pick number one, 111 Alma Avenue, Bend City. Now, this is awesome property. Huge lot, shop, 3-bedroom, 2-bath home in Benton City, 2,400 square feet. Recently, they've updated the kitchen and dining. They did a newer roof in 2016, newer windows, newer exterior paint. I mean, the maintenance has been done, and this place is fantastic. You've also got a huge backyard, plenty of space for a garden, 5 large bay carports, big enough for RVs or boats, and a 2-bay shop. And that's at $225,000.
Wow.
So good inventory this time of year at a great price. Pick number 2, 2217 Camas Avenue. And this is a North Richland location. 5-bedroom, 3-bath, Rambler with a basement, 3,224 square feet. Great kitchen with updated appliances. You've got a secondary dining area, main level master suite with its own 3-quarter bath. And then downstairs, you've got a 7x7 workshop, also an additional 9x8 storage room. So great storage, great layout. You're getting all of this with that North Richland location, which puts you closer to the boat launch, to the parks, to WSU campus and the Hanford area. That's coming in at $360,000. So fantastic North Richland place. Pick number 3, 3512 South Keller. This is a 4-bedroom, 3-bath with a bonus room in Canyon Lakes, Loudoun Greens. So great location in Kennewick there. 3,058 square feet. In the living room, you've got a corner gas fireplace, large kitchen, granite-topped island, gas range, double oven. I mean, this place has really been dialed in. And then they went through and did a bunch of upgrades in the master. So they have walk-in shower with rain, shower head, body sprays, heated tile floors.
Oh.
And then for just to make the master bath amazing, a 16x12 walk-in closet. So wow. That's all coming in at $399,000. So 4-bedroom, 3-bath bonus room, Loudoun Greens, Canyon Lakes, $399,000.
16x12, Lance, that's a bigger than a bedroom.
Yeah, it's like literally like another bedroom. I mean, it's got the I don't even know the right name for this, you would think being in real estate, but I guess for lack of a better word, I'll call it, there's an island in the middle of the master closet.
The shoe island with the drawers.
I think there's mirrors and jewelry in there. I mean, it's just, it's pretty fantastic. I mean, it's a great master suite. So that's my pick 3 for the week. Before the break, we talked a little bit about just kind of looking into the difference between a team name and a firm name and then an assumed name. If you have any questions about who you're dealing with, I always just, Mike had me before the break do some of the basic questions. And the one question I had was, for the broker you're dealing with or the agent that comes out, if it is a team name or if it is the owner of a team, just asking a few qualifying questions such as, are you a managing broker? And if you're not, how often do you meet face-to-face with your managing broker? And then if there is a problem, who's the owner of the team? Who's the owner of the firm where the team operates that I can talk to? And so those are just some of the basic questions that as you start to see this advertising around town. Big thanks from us to Department of Licensing. Normally those are not in the same sentence as I'm saying that. But no, seriously, big thanks to DOL for coming out, giving us some education so we can be ahead of the curve. I was able to ask questions of my own during the process. We were able to, just clarify. It's nice to know I left that meeting knowing that we were doing the right things. And so it was nice to feel good about that and get some education at the same time. If anybody has any questions about that, you can always go to kenmoreteam.com, shoot us a quick email, and we will get you in touch with the right person to answer those questions. Mike at Home Street on the lending side, to get ready to go buy a house, how can people get a hold of you?
572-3650 is the easiest way.
Absolutely. And we will be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.